Wednesday's Eats and Beats. We talk about stuff you put in your body, food, beverage, and of course we got the beats to go along with that. I was over at the Source last week, walking around looking for the first time, looking at all the new spaces there on Brighton Boulevard, and ran into a store inside of a store. It was a butcher shop, and there's a sign there, and it says Meathead. And I'm like, this guy I can relate to. Welcome, Kevin Klinger, the head meathead from the Meathead Butcher Shop at the Source. Good to have you with us, man.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kevin, you remember the original Meathead, right, on the Archie Bunker?
Oh, yeah. that's kind of plays into it a little bit.
That's a great name. You got to have the best name in the butcher business.
Yeah, you need something new that you could... people would remember, and it's kind of an inside joke with some of us, so I don't mind it at all.
It's cool.
You come from a long line of butchers?
Yeah, my grandfather was a butcher, and when I was a kid, I was free labor, so I learned it that way, and my dad did it not full-time, but part-time, so I guess I'm like a 2.5 generations, whatever you want to call it.
Wow. Is there a great Eastern tradition that you're drawing from? Are there different schools of butchering that you were raised in?
Just basically my grandfather, his father came over from Germany and was in the business, and he taught me. So, I'm not smart enough to do anything else, So I'm just a meathead,
Just smart enough to feed people, man. That's all.
Beef hanging on the hooks, man.
Well, now, actually, if you go over there, you'll see right there at the Source, there's a big glass, floor-to-ceiling window with a... What is that hanging in your window?
Hanging right there, it's the rear end of a cow. That's as technical as I'll get.
Some of that rear end.
It's the round. It's got all the roasts that you'd cook in the oven.
So somebody comes up and says, "What's a good piece of meat on there?" And what do you do? So
I'll if they want a roast, I'll take it and I'll break it down for them and whatever size they want, because I do everything, custom made to order. I don't, pre-cut it and have it in the styrofoam and the plastic. I cut everything to order whatever they want.
Okay, but you're working in a window, so how do you feel about being on display like that?
It's kind of like a satellite exhibit for the Denver Zoo, kind of. you got the meathead behind the window,
Cutting away at it, you've got a Facebook page, so we're going to point people to Meathead, the butcher shop on Brighton Boulevard. That's on Facebook. One of the things about your meat is that you use good suppliers. Tell me about the meat that you're using.
My beef I get from a rancher friend of mine, Mike Calicrate, which is his ranch is right over in St. Francis, Kansas. You take 36, cross the border. It's right there, and he does everything the right way. He's no pesticides, no insecticides, no antibiotics, no hormones, and he actually built some mobile slaughter trailers, and he processes the beef right there on the ranch. The cows aren't in a truck where they travel a couple hundred miles to be processed, so they're actually, it really makes a difference in the meat, because they aren't stressed and the meat is much more tender and more flavorful. He is a really cool guy.
As he used to say, just make sure the knife is sharp when it comes down. There's no such thing as humanely slaughter, but
there is.
There is?
I mean, because you aren't stressing the animals, load them in a trailer and traveling a couple hundred miles. Cows, they like their hood,
Don't let them see you coming, that kind of stuff. Right?
Exactly.
The long march.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a taste. If you've ever been on the farm, farm food is it's fresher. It hadn't been there on the shelf for weeks or
right.
You can tell people. That's your business. I mean, people come back because they can taste the difference, I guess.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, what can you say?
What can I say? All I know is I know the people I get my stuff from. I try and have that connection between the farmer and me and my customers so they know where everything comes from. you know, it's not an anonymous thing where it's just thrown out there, you know?
Right, right. That's an important thing in the food business. People are saying you got to know where your food mm-hmm. comes from. So I've been to St. Francis, Kansas, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, so I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, you have to look back up for sure.
When we get out there. Our guest is Kevin Klinger. He's the head meathead at the Meathead Butcher Shop in The Source on Brighton Boulevard right here in Denver. Just cool to see you working in the window there. I want to compliment you on having all 10 fingers and all parts of all 10 fingers.
Yep, they're still there. That's for sure.
So, yeah, this butcher is paying attention.
So let me ask you, Meathead, the tools of the trade. Obviously, how many knives do you have? I mean, certain knives for certain cuts, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, basically, I use 3 different knives. You got the 6-inch one for the fancy stuff, and then the 8-inch for most everything else. And then you got the big 12-inch for breaking it down, and a cleaver once in a while. And the
See, that, I'm thinking but, a meat cleaver is all you need.
No, the one I use the most is an 8-inch knife. You know, that does everything. If you're going to buy a knife for home, you want to do it yourself, that's what you want.
The 8-inch?
It's 8-inch blade, yeah.
And I'm looking here at your table, at the butcher table. It's got the knives laid out. And then you've got a hacksaw laying there. It's like Saw 4, the movie.
Yeah, man. Next. You know,
look at that thing.
I do it old school. I don't have a bandsaw.
Man.
I cut everything by hand, you know, so it kind of like pumps up the pecs there,
yeah,
you know.
It
so.
Looks like it requires an explanation, and I'm so glad you're here to tell us that it's all just cows.
You can check out Kevin Klinger's page. It's Meathead on Facebook, and we're glad you're here. Thanks for being a KUVO listener.
Oh, I listen to you guys every morning, man. I wake up to you guys.
Yep, that's good. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
All right, yeah, thank
keep,
you.
Keep those fingers.
Oh, yeah.